Uh-oh, where are all the kids at? Uh-oh, she jumped out her shoes. I do that sometimes, too. All right, happy Sabbath, you guys. I only heard Mr. Trotter say happy Sabbath. All right, I'm not feeling good, so we're going to do this again. Happy Sabbath, you guys.
Happy Sabbath.
I needed that. All right, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get started in our story. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you that you give us opportunity in this time in the service so that we can learn of you and hear of you on our level. God, we ask that you would please speak to our hearts and give us the manna we need to keep us through the day, through the week, and through the rest of our lives. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, this story is about a young man by the name of Dick. Dick was 7 years old. How old was he?
Seven.
Dick was 7 years old. And one day, he was getting on a train with his mother. And as they were walking together, he accidentally stepped on one of the older gentleman's feet as he walked by. And the older gentleman gave him a mean look. Whoa. What do you think Dick said? Anybody? Raise your hand if you think you know what Dick said. Joshua, you heard the story. Daddy told it. What do you think he said?
Sorry.
Dick was taught at a very young age to be very polite and respectful and use manners. So after stepping on his foot, Dick backed up and he said, "I'm sorry, kind sir." He says, "I apologize. I did not mean to step on your foot on purpose. Please forgive me." And the gentleman's face changed. And not only that, everybody on the train turned back to look around at this little 7-year-old boy who had such great manners. And the man picked Dick up and put him on his lap. And he looked at him in the face and he said, "What's your name?" And he said, "My name is Dick, sir." And he asked him, "How old are you?" He said, "I'm 7 years old, sir." And he asked him what his birthday was, and Dick gave him his birthday. He asked him where he lived, and Dick gave him his address. He asked him what his phone number was, and he gave him his phone number. Of course, his mother was right there the whole time. But the man was so impressed, and everybody in the train station was so impressed that they began to applaud, and the man set Dick down, and he says, "I'll never forget this, young man." And so Dick walked back to his seat. Every day for the next 10 years, on Dick's birthday, he received a gift from somebody he didn't know who it was from. And one year, when Dick was 17 years old, he and his parents were in the house, and it was wintertime, and it was very cold, and they had ran out of coal, which they used to heat their belly pot stove, their furnace. And Dick's parents were very sick, and they needed that warmth to help them get well. The bad thing was that nobody in the neighborhood was receiving any coal because they were running very short because the weather was real bad that year. And so Dick called to the coal house and he said, "Excuse me, is there any way we can get any extra coal that you have left over?" And the man on the other line says, "I'm sorry, we won't be making any more deliveries until Monday morning." Dick said, "Monday morning, that's 3 days from now." He says, "You know what? We won't be able to make it. We can't make it without it. My parents won't make it. It's too cold and they're sick." The man on the other line asked Dick, he says, "What did you say your name was?" And Dick told him, he said, "My name is Dick, sir." And he said, "What's your address?" And he put his address down. And the man says, "You know what? I don't know if we have anything that we can give," he says, "but I'll keep your name on file." And before they hung up the phone, Dick told the man, he says, "You know what, thank you, and please, if you can do anything, please help us. And he hung the phone up. An hour later, a limousine pulled up in front of Dick's house. Dick looked out the window, and he was surprised to see a long limousine. And so he went out to see if they had lost their way. And so Dick leans over to the window, and he asked the man, the chauffeur, the one who drives the limousine, he said, "Can I help you? Are you lost?" And he says, "No." He says, "Does a Dick live here?" And he says, "Yes, that's me." He says, "Great, I have something for you." And so he got out the car, and he began to pull out 6 large bags of coal. And Dick's eyes got big. And he says, "Where did this come from? Who is this from?" And as the driver was getting back in the car, he said, "There's a note in the bag." He said, "It'll tell you everything you need to know." And he got in the car and he drove away. Well, Dick took the coals, the bags of coals on the side of the house, and he began to open up the bags, and he found a letter sitting on top of one of the bags. And he opened it up, and he says, "From the man on the train, thank you for being so polite to me. I hope this warms your house and your family." Dick was so polite that it did not just affect the man sitting on that train, but it later affected his family and everyone else that was on that train. Every little act of kindness that we do, God sees it, and it makes angels smile. And understand that politeness and good manners are a beautiful thing, and we should practice them always. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that even sometimes when we're rude as adults and we're obnoxious and we're mean to one another and we give each other looks that are cutful, Lord, and we're not kind and gentle in our words, I thank you that even from the mouth of a little child, sometimes we can learn lessons of being polite. Lord, thank you for soft answers which turn away wrath. Thank you for the love and kindness you showed to us by offering Jesus. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. You can go back. Oh, today's offering, the Little Lamb's offering, is for our youth and for Pathfinders. So please, as they come by, you guys, if they put something in, say thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless.